Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. House Republicans say they now have a compromise of a deal to bring you tax cuts. House Tax Committee Chair Adam Smith is making it clear that Republicans are upset they didn't get the flat tax rate they wanted, but says flat tax or not, tax reform needs to get done before the end of the session. Smith said there's some very good amendments that didn't get on there. However, good compromise is when everybody walks away equally mad. Smith said that the Republicans' new proposed tax plan isn't everything either side wanted, but it's a good start to bring taxes down for Kansans. He said this plan is a way to still provide significant income tax relief to Kansas, though they haven't stepped away from the single rate, and they could still do that at some point in the future if they have the revenues to support that and the will of the body that the votes to do that. The new bill would reduce income tax rates for all three tax brackets and eliminating taxes for those in the lowest bracket altogether. Lawmakers expect to debate the new tax plan on the House floor this week. Sunday afternoon storms brought damaging winds, hail, funnel clouds, and several tornado warnings. According to the National Weather Service, at around 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, severe weather and high winds began moving across southwest Kansas. The Garden City Police Communications Center received reports of damage, power outages, and funnel cloud sightings, and the city activated tornado sirens across Garden City. Police, fire, and EMS personnel responded to assess damage reports involving homes, commercial and industrial properties immediately east of U.S. Highway 83 and north of the Arkansas River to approximately Shulman Avenue. And first responders observed damage that was consistent with the tornado or very high winds. Police, fire, and EMS personnel have canvassed neighborhoods to assess damage and verify the well-being of residents, and there were no injuries reported. The winds did damage transmission lines, and power was out for approximately 1,200 residents for 2 hours. The National Weather Service also issued tornado warnings on Sunday afternoon for Gove, Decatur, Sheridan, and Thomas counties, and there was no additional reports of damage or injury. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 431 on Friday, directing the Capital Preservation Committee to create a memorial honoring Chaplain Captain Emil Joseph Capon, a Korean War Medal of Honor recipient and Pilsen, Kansas native. After serving as a Roman Catholic priest in the Diocese of Wichita, Father Capon was deployed in World War II and the Korean War. He was captured in the Battle of Usan while refusing to leave the wounded and ultimately died as a prisoner of war in North Korea. Father Capon is the most highly decorated chaplain in United States Army history. Governor Kelly said Father Emil Capon was known for his selfless, dedicated service and providing care to all, regardless of their religion or beliefs, and she is proud to honor his legacy and sacrifices for our country by signing the bipartisan bill. In September of 2021, Father Capon's remains were flown back to Wichita 72 years after he left the state for military service in 1949, and Governor Kelly then proclaimed September 29, 2021, as Father Emil Capon Day in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that there are two virtual hiring events happening this month, the Spring Hiring Event and the State Agency Virtual Job Fair, and both are being hosted by KansasWorks. The Spring Hiring Event started Wednesday, March 20th, and will run through tomorrow, Tuesday, March 26th. This event will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day to allow job seekers the opportunity to virtually visit employers' booths and apply for open positions. Registration is required to participate in the Spring Hiring Event. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said their Kansas Commerce team is working nonstop to keep up with economics and the new jobs being added throughout the state, and they welcome Kansans who want to expand their skill sets and help ensure Kansas is the best place to live, work, and play. State agencies are always looking for new talent to help improve Kansas, and the virtual job fair allows those looking for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating agencies. The state agency virtual job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, March 27th, and registration is required to participate in the state agency virtual job fair, regardless of your previous participation. The State Agency Virtual Job Fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. For more information on the virtual job fair and how to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol is set to receive a new mobile outreach vehicle to serve the western side of the state. Nebraska State Patrol announced on March 22nd that they will be receiving a new vehicle today, Monday, March 25th. They said the new equipment will be based in North Platte and will serve as a mobile command post for critical incidents that may occur on the western side of Nebraska. They said the vehicle is being provided to them by the Office of Radiology Security, a federal agency within the Department of Energy. In a press release announcing the handover of the vehicle, the Nebraska State Patrol invited local media to witness the event, see the mobile outreach vehicle, and to learn about what the vehicle can do and what it will mean for western Nebraska. A Hastings family is temporarily without a home after a fire severely damaged their house on Wednesday afternoon. Hastings Fire and Rescue responded to the fire on West 4th Street around 2 p.m., and the residents of the house were able to safely evacuate themselves and their pets, and they called 911 to report the fire. The cause of the fire has been determined unintentional and was due to improperly discarded smoking materials that caught fire, and first responders were on the scene for 3 hours to completely contain the blaze. No one was injured in the fire, however, the home is uninhabitable, and damages are estimated at $76,000. Hastings Fire and Rescue would like to stress the importance of properly discarding smoking materials and to clean out ashtrays frequently, and along with making sure your smoke alarms are working. The fire had blocked the rear exit from the home, highlighting the importance of having two ways out and practicing them with your family. A former Lincoln man has made a plea deal in a polygamy case that made national headlines. He pled guilty in federal court on Tuesday to conspiracy to commit transportation of a minor for criminal sexual activity. And court documents allege that polygamous sect leader Samuel Bateman claimed the defendant's underage daughters as his wives. The man helped by encouraging or directing them to go with Bateman, according to a plea agreement, and the defendant knew that Bateman would engage in sexual activity with each girl once they were married. The man lived in Lincoln from June 2019 to January 2021. Bateman has pled not guilty to all charges, and his trial is scheduled for September 10th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person was injured in an accident just before 6 p.m. on Sunday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2018 Chevy Equinox, driven by Alan R. Shukman, 69 of Long Island, was eastbound on U.S. 36, 1 mile east of the U.S. 283 junction in Norton. The driver lost control of the vehicle when it hydroplaned, and the SUV entered the north ditch and struck a culvert. EMS transported Shukman to the hospital in Phillipsburg, and the Kansas Highway Patrol did not have seatbelt usage information. The American Red Cross, serving Kansas and Oklahoma, has kicked off its annual Red Cross Month celebration for March to honor local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crisis alone. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in March 1943 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each U.S. president has followed ever since. You can join the Red Cross Month celebration by visiting redcross.org to make a financial donation, give blood or platelets, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. As we approach the final weeks of winter, the public is urged to book a time to donate blood platelets now as they continue to strengthen the blood supply heading into spring. Don't wait until an emergency strikes. Volunteers comprise 90% of the National Red Cross workforce to power its life-saving mission, along with generous blood, platelet, and financial donors, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. For more information, you can visit redcross.org. Work is scheduled to begin on March 27th on a project to improve the U.S. 183 bypass and I-70 interchange at exit 157 near Hays. The Kansas Department of Transportation project includes construction of a new overpass, reconfiguration of the existing interchange ramps, intersection improvements, and drainage structure extensions. The new overpass bridge will be built adjacent to the current bridge and constructed one half at a time. Traffic will continue to use the existing bridge while the first half of the new structure is built, and upon completion of the first half, traffic will be routed onto the new structure while the old bridge is removed and the second half of the new bridge is constructed. Fairground Road will also be reconstructed on a new alignment, which will move its intersection with the U.S. 183 bypass directly across from Frontier Road. U.S. 183 will be widened to accommodate a left turn lane on the Fairground Road, and turning lanes will also be added for traffic accessing westbound and eastbound I-70. A stoplight will also be placed on the south end of the interchange as well. Both directions of I-70 carrying traffic under the bridge construction will be reduced to one lane with a decreased speed limit and 16-foot width restriction. Information on additional traffic impacts on I-70 and the U.S. 183 bypass will be provided as the project progresses. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project work to be fully completed in October 2025, conditions permitting. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, April 5th at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Alberta Guile, 87 of Almena, will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, March 28th at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: snow, patchy blowing snow, and a high near 28. It should be windy with a north wind around 30 miles per hour with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation is 80% with total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. For tonight, snow is likely mainly before midnight in areas of blowing snow. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 15 and windy with the north wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tonight. The chance of precipitation is 70% with new snow accumulation of around an inch. On Thursday, patchy blowing snow before 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 35 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 14. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast on Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 48. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 65. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with light snow and windy conditions, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is north at 29 with gusts to 37 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.51. The dew point is 25 degrees. The Wind chill is 11 degrees, and the current visibility is 1 mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
We want to give you one last reminder that Northern Valley USD 212 schools are closed and Norton Community Schools USD 211 are also closed today due to the weather. We are under a winter weather advisory until 1 a.m. this morning, or on the 26th. That'll be Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. And the current visibility is down to just 1 mile. We do want to thank the Bank of Oberlin and Norton for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank.